So the Igeres from Rav Shamshon from Master Poli. So there's an inyan to read this Igeres on every Erev Pesach. The time to do that is before the Seder. So many people are Isaac and they are Isaac in this. And also Rav Yaakov Emdin's Korban Pesach. His whole... the Seder of the Korban Pesach. So even in the Hakdama here, I don't know if you have the same Hakdama as me. So it's a school in the Flaw Likros Hesaber of Pesach, yeah? Ha'ataka mikisvi ha'kodesh al makobu rabbeinu sham shem asher poli ha'shem yichodava. So Golo Menoira. And he writes about this. Anybody who's ma'ayin in this side nifla v'hanoira al machoinayim, even once a year in Befrat on Erev Pesach, muftach lo, he is guaranteed she'inatzel ba'ayis ha'shana v'kol mechshol m'misa m'shona, to be spared from any mechshol and misa m'shona chas v'shalom. Bushum Adam, Lo Yimshalbai, nobody will be able to rule over him. Chalaivav Yiftu Tachtav, and all of his enemies will fall before him. He'll be able to step on their bamas. Chalasha Yiftu Yatzliach, and have Atzlach at everything. Chalasaka Yaviach, right? Sounds like a good investment, right? Erev Pesach, put in half an hour or so into the Igeres. It'd be Zechet to a year's worth of Hatzlacha. Okay. So he writes, Shalom Rabbani Eretz. So he was sent shilas from all over the world to try to decipher very complicated and cryptic chazals. And it was known that he had Gilui Elio, and he was zeichet to things which are, that when you see them in his tirus, and I have a sefer at home, which has a collection of his tirus, and there's some tirus in some of his farm which are literally, unless a person has a Ruach HaKadosh within him, it's kimat, like impossible to understand what he's talking about. So he writes here, Shalom Rabbani Eretz, Goyidre Gedev Aimdim Beperetz. He was very eloquent in his lashon as well. Yatzilim Hashem Yikilion Vacheretz Kulam Kedoshim Ashahim Baaretz Kol Chalif Umchurfei Machshu Metaretz Aminsel Metachles Einim Ashakosav Harizal Vakuntra Shadal Hanukah Plos Rabbis. So he's coming to decipher a teaching of the Ari. So it goes as follows. The teaching is as follows. This is the lashon of the Ari now. I've already taught you sheparo nilka b'mitzrayim be'eser makos elu, that there were eser makos on Paro. Ayodei shlosha alafim u'masayim u'shmoina malachi chabala, 3,280 malachi chabala hamemunim b'shlosha rikim shel tuma. Right? There's rikim shel kedusha and rikim shel tuma. So these 3,280 malachim have a shlita in the three bekiyas of Tumah. One of them is called Shinresh Ayin. Hasheni is called Tamaych Taf Mam Taf Mem Vav Chaf. The Ashlish Nikra Beis Yud Shin Hey Aleph. Valeim Hasar Hanukra Dal Lamed Pei Kuf Tas. Valeim Valkulam Hasar Hanukra Taf Kuf Aleph. Bereishis Chasam In Hashlish Yasara. The Reishis is Chaser from the third 10. V'chaser min ha-revi yishisha. And from the fourth one is Chaser 6. V'chaser min ha-tshi yishisha kakasav. And from the ninth, 6 are lacking, as it is written. Okay, is it confusing already? It's Mama Shapella. It makes, it's like a different, it's like a different language altogether. Mm-hmm. What's amazing is that when he's done, everything fits like a glove. Like a glove. It's unbelievable. So the Mitzrayim were hit in Mitzrayim 10 makos, and by the Yamsu 50. And the shame, Shin Pei Vav, this Shin, shame, Shin Pei Vav, Sheboyachas David Ben Yishai, that David was attached to this shame of Shin Pei Vav. And Hashem said and he hit. Umitzan Hashem Tavkof Lamed. There's another shame Tavkof Lamed. Lokuh Hamitzim B'Mitzrayim Arboim Makos. So by the Yom there were 50 Makos through the shame Shin Pei Vav, which is connected to David Ben Yishai. In Mitzrayim there were Lokuh 40 Makos, and that was with the shame Tavkof Lamed. Vel Hayom Lokuh Masai Makos, and another 100, 200 by the Yom, Vashem Amar Vehika. Okay. So again, 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, 50 by the Yam, that's the Shein Shin Pei Vav. Now, Mitzad the Shein Tuf Kof Lamed, 40 Makos in Mitzrayim, and 200 by the yam. Mitzad Hashem, Aleph Shin Tzadi Hei. So they were Loka Mitzrayim 50 makos, and by the yam 250 makos. We know these are the three sheetahs brought down in the Haggadah. That which Hashem hits, He's merapi the galus. Ma pashu mechatu, what did they do wrong? Umahamal Hashem malu avisein alios b'chor barzalze. What did they do to get into this mess of Mitzrayim? Achigalam b'shem was elu, dalid ayin beis, tzadi dalid aleph, chafshin ches beis. Okay. I mean, you could see already that, we'll just point out, Dalet Ayin Beis, Tzadi Dalet Aleph, Chaf Shin Chaf Beis should look similar to something else in the Agada, which is the Tzach Hadash Be'achar, right? It's the same letters, but unless a person knows that, that's also a mystery. Why? Dafka in this order, we'll have to see. Yeah, it's important just to, like, absorb what was just said and how it's so cryptic, because afterwards you're going to forget how difficult it was to try to decipher this thing.
Right. What are these the names of the names of Hashem? Shin Pei Vav, Tav Kuf Lamed.
I'm going to explain all that. Everything which is troubling you is going to explain. Even the diyukim, even the subtle diyukim is going to explain. Okay. So you have a series of names. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 names here to try to figure out what they are. Yeah, maybe 9. Okay, so says Reb Shalom Shon HaKadosh. V'hinei Mori v'Abayis HaKadosh Yisrael. Now he begins to speak after the Arizal was just quoted. Hadvarim ha'ela p'laim heim. These words of the Ari are literally nifla. Stumim v'chatumim. They are sealed off and enclosed. Sogar ve'im p'ayir shaysan. There's nobody to explain them. K'var shalini gedol l'Yisrael v'arimahem d'vi chazal, d'vi Arizal v'le'gadati. I've already been asked numerous times, it sounds like, to explain these words to the Ari, and I didn't say anything about it. And we go to Abbas Moir Rabbeisa, but I guess to this Chevra, who he loves very much, Agal Raza, Shenes Galli Bachalayim Chizyon Haila. Right? So nice to probably to have dreams like this. Achshav Agal Hadab Remez Ifnei Kaser Taira, Vurach Mechaper. So nice, he asks Hashem for mercy on him, for being Megali Disoidus. That which he began by saying the par was hit in Mitzrayim 10 makos. The idea is as follows. There are 3,280 malachi chabala who were appointed to lahakos es harishayim ulahanishim begehenim latami avanisim. They're in charge of Gehenim. These 3,280 malachim. And of this, the pasuk says the Mekubalim, ulahakos be'egroif resha. That Hashem, that he hits be'egroif is a fist. Hashem punches kivyachol with his fist, the Rishon. This is the secret of lahakos be'egroif resha. How? Ki egroif, because the word egroif is a remez to 3,000 shlosha alafim resh pei. Right? Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Aleph stands for Aleph. Gimel is 3, so 3 Aleph, then the Resh and the Pei of Egroif. So this number, 3,280, is the secret of Lahakos Be'egroif Resha, these 3,280 Malachim in Gehenim. So what Hashem did is that He took the Chevra of Rishayim from Gehenim and He brought them upon Paro. It's like He put Paro in Gehenim. This is a sign Nifla. Because if you make a cheshbon of dam, tzvardeya, kinim, orov, deber, shchin, barat, arba, choshech, machas, becharos, it's all bigamatria, 3,280. So dam is 44. Tzvardeya is 444. Kinim is 110. That's kinim without the yod. Arov is 272. Dever is 206. Shchin is 368. Barad is 206. Arbe is 208. Choshech is 328. Makas Bechoros, two vavs here, 1,094. Put all together, it's 3,280. Okay, so this is the first opening, the first crack in understanding these words of Chazal. The 3,280 malachim, which are the malachi gehenim, which is the culmination of all the malchus. Let's continue. Elu esem malchus kashuk asafti ois ba'ois oilem shloish alafim asam ushwanim malach habalam munim v'taras arashayim v'pshat nifla ayin larasa. This is literally amazing, he says, how these two things come together. So he explains. So he goes through the details we said before. Kinim has to be lacking its yod. Arov is missing its vav. Choyshech is chaser vav. And then it's literally exactly this cheshbon. Shleisha alafim u'masayim u'shreinim malachi chabala shemanishim es ha'ashayim. If you remember, he said there at the end, he said, the one is called Shinresh Aleph, Tamayach Bisha, Dalf is right, Taka. Then he says at the end, right? Kakosov, right? So look how he puts everything together. Perish, right? So the pshat is, Kakosov is Sefer Torah. To understand this, you have to read these makos as it's written in Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's written in the Sidurim, in the Baal Haggadah, Kisham Nechtavu Kulam Aleim, El Tzarech Leos Chaser, as it's written exactly in the Sefer Torah. V'kukam Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kasav Simanim Kulam Rakva Shetev, As Tatzach Hadash Be'achav, Kwa Shekasav Rabbi Yitzhak Abar Menach, Kwa Shekasav Leel. V'hainu Ma Shekasav HaRizal, that's what the Arizal tells you. At the end, he says, Bereishis Chaser Min HaShloish HaSara. Perish means to say like this, the third makah, which is Kinim, is missing its yud. Minarevi Shisha, the fourth makah, which is Arov, is missing its vav, which is Gematria Shisha. Evachasa Minachi, and the ninth makah, which is Choshech, is also missing its vav. Kakasuv, as it's written in the Sefer Torah. Mamash amazing. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable that the Arizal would write it like this, and it's unbelievable that Rav Shmuel Shmuel should be able to understand it.
Right.
Both are amazing. It just goes to show that there's a time and place for things to be revealed. And the Rizal had Rishus to write it this way, and Rav Shmuel Shmuel had Rishus to reveal it then. You know, that's how things go.
When did Rav Shmuel Shmuel leave?
He was killed in Tach V'Tach.
Oh, okay.
300 years ago. Okay? V'zesoy, this is the secret of the Elu Eser Makos, Shehevi Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Mitzrayim, which is Mechuvin Mamish, Leish Halafim, Mosem, Mishmah, Chabalah, Shikus, Parav, Mitzem, Mun, Meilish, Leish, Rikim. So he said before that there's three Rikim, right? One is called Shin Reish Aleph, Tafim Vav Chav, and the other one is called Bezu Shin Hei Aleph. Right? Those are the three Rikim Shel Toma. He writes, Gam Bezeg, Yesh, Soi, God, Nefla. The Eilu, Shleish, Halafim, Mosem, Mishmoni, Machana, Shikus, Parav, Mitzem, 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 Ka'amor. So these 280 machanos, which were brought to bring the makos hamitzrayim in Paroi, shememunim be'ilu shleish rikim shel tumah. They are on top. They're pointed in charge of these two rikim of tumas. Amar lana hakasav sa'nifla v'noira, b'tikin ha'magid k'mas shoshana. That's why the magid he writes elu eser makos shehevi. Right, these are the 10 makos. Shebe'ilu shalosh tevos nirmazim hashloish rikim. We're going to see that within the makos themselves, meaning dahinu these words. Eser, Makos, Shehevi is an allusion to these three Rikims.
The Rikim are not what we think about when we think about the four Olamos.
No.
So this is separate. Is this all contained within one of the Olamos?
Possibly. I don't know.
Okay. So this is this where Hashem Kivyachol unleashes just din into the world, just within these three Rikim?
Kind of, yeah. But remember, this is Rikim Shaltumah. And the Klipa has its own, like, Atzilos, Riyo, Yitzhi, and Asiya.
Right, and there are 10 spheres that are also spheres of Klipa going backwards from...
Yeah, so that's in that world of Tumah.
Okay.
So he writes, so that's the Pshat, the Hainu Eser, right? Osios Shun Reish Ayin. Makos is the Osios Tamoich. Shehevi is the Osios Bezu Shin Hei Ayof. So Rem is La'ilu Shloshi Rikim Shel Tumah. So the names of the Rikim Shel Tumah are alluded into the Lashon of the Magid, Eser Makos Shehevi. Shebehem Yesh Memunim, like we said before, these are the 3,280 Malachi Chabal HaMamash. Kimen Yen Eser Makos, like we said before, Dam Tzvadei Akulei. Behem Shikus Paras, Mitzim Mitzayin, that's where they came from. Kimen Chabala were appointed to be Makos Hashem, Tam Mersen and Kamor. Vayadah Nikes Paras, Mitzim Mitzayin, Minyan Eser Makos, Yelavu Pelagadol. It's Mamash amazing. Amish amazing. Oh, yeah. Eser Makos Shehevi. Unbelievable stuff. A lot to take in, but the truth is that when you know it before and you go into the Seder to do it, it can flow very quickly. If you're familiar with it, it can just be a 5-minute limud as opposed to a 30-minute limud. Umashikos of Ariza Valim Hasar Dalid Lamed Pe Kuftas. So he said that there's three sarim appointed on these
three
rikim. So one's name is this. Kavanasahu Shashem Zeshar Shayosim Mimilas Mitzrayim. It comes from the word Hamitzrim. Like we said before, that the three Bekim are called Eser Makos Shehevi, right? Uchaperish Hagoin, like he said. V'nimshech al Hamitzrim, which is the shame, Dalid, Lamed, Pei, Kuf, Tes. This is not the Gematria of Mitzrayim, but it's the Osios Hakomos of the Osios Mitzrayim. The letters before Mitzrayim. So the letters before Mitzrayim are these letters. So he explains that it's the word ha-mitzrim, right? Which is really six letters, but here you only have five. Right? So he says it's really ha-mitzri, because the ha-mem achreina, he mem haribo yivena min ha-shayrish. It just comes to make it plural, but it's not from the shayrish. Remez lezeh ha-magid b'maymer, so that's marum is here too, because what was the lashon? Eilu esrei makos shehevi kadosh baruch hu al ha-mitzrim. B'mitzrayim. Klamer ha'oisio shehim ha'koinmois al ha'oisiois ha'mitzrim. Now even this is merum is in that which he says. Eilu esem makos shehevi kadosh baruch hu al. Meaning al means the letters which are before. Al osios ha'mitzrim. The letters before the word ha'mitzrim are the letters here of the shame of this sar, which is mamun on that one rikia.
And this is the sar on the 3,280 or just on that one?
On the one, three on that one rikia. Okay. Yeah. Mashikos of Ariza Valiyam al Kulam Hasar Hanukra Tovkuf Aleph, that there's a Sar al Kulam who's called Tovkuf Aleph. His kavana is Ki Kasha Roshi Tabel Shayla Sem Makos, that Sach Adash Beachav. All of them are Gematria Tovkuf Aleph. Gematria Asher. Kvinin Hasar Mamish. That's Tovkuf Aleph is Gematria 501, and that's the Gematria of the Tzach Adash Beachav. Uchminin Asher. Like we said before, this is Asher. So with this you can understand that which Pasuk says in Boy, that Asher Daika, which is commis by Tovkuf Aleph, v'chayoytzi b'harbi psukim Aleph, like many other thousands of psukim, shemayim alzel l'sayid Asher k'minin Rashi Teva shal eser makos k'mo shal b'yanu, that it's a remez to the secret of the Tzach Hadash b'yachav. There's more to say about this, but I have to conceal myself. That the next thing he spoke about after these two sarim, he spoke about
the shemos
of the eser makos themselves, right? He said 50, and he said the shame shin pei vav, right? What was the shame according to the mandamer who said 10 and 50? That's shin pei vav. So he says, Hashem Shin Pei Vav Shabu Achas Zav Ben Yishai, VaHashem Omer VeHikoy Samir Misam Esam Makos Al Yimakoch Hamishim Makos. So he says, VaHashem Tov Kof Lamid, which is 40 and 200, and the shame Eish Tzadi Hey, which was 250 to 250. That's also Kavanah Salasod Nifla VeNaira, which is the machlekes that the Baal Haggadah brings. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Leizer, Rabbi Akiva. The Maggid says, "Rabbi Yosef Amir Minayin, and they'll have different shitas." So on this, the Arizal comes to say, "But this goes to Arizal, Hashem Shin Pei Vav, that he said 10 makos by Mitzrayim and 50 by the Yam." So this is a remez in to Rabbi Yosef Haglili, because Rabbi Yosef Haglili is Gematria Shin Pei Vav. Right, 212, 86, 88, together that's 386. And that which he says after that, Shabo Achaz David Ben Yishai, because David Ben Yishai is also Gematria Shin Pei Vav, 386. Shabo Oysa Hashem Davka Bo David Ben Yishai. V'ram is Gamkin Mashikasa V'Sefer Sodei Raza. So this fits very nicely that which it says in the Sefer Sodei Raza, that Rabbi Yosef Haglili was a Nitzos of David Ben Yishai. So it goes very nicely, because the Gematrias are the same. So this is the shame which hit them. That's like Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Shar Shal, the Shitasai. And according to the shame, Tovkof Lamid, which was 40 makos by Mitzrayim and 200 by the Yam, this is Merumis Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is Gematria Tovkof Lamid. So the Balmer as Merum is in this Gematria Tovkof Lamid. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And Dafka the shame, Tovkof Lamid, this is the Shitasai, because Rabbi Eliezer is Gematria 530. Rebbe is 212, Eliezer is 318. Together it's 530. Tav Kof Lamed. And that which he says, that the shame, Aleph Shin Tzadi Hei, says 50 by Mitzrayim and 250 by the Yam. This is a remez to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is Gematria, Aleph Shin Tzadi Hei. 212 and 183, Gematria 395. Ish Tzadi Hei. So we see from here, it's Merumas in these three names. Shin Pei Vav, Tav Kof Lamed, Aleph Shin Tzadi Hei, the three Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi Yiglug is Gematria Shin Pei Vav, Rabbi Eliezer is Gematria Tav Kof Lamed, Rabbi Kiv is Gematria Eish Tzadi Hei. But Husayid Nifla V'Naira Raza De Raza and Sisra De Sisrin, Hainu Kasha Kosafti, Lamalas Kfoy Tarasam Hu Rachum Mechaper Oven. Forgive me, Hashem, for revealing such secrets. Masha Kosa Bin Harizam, Masha Shakash Bechum Makabu Merapi HaGolos, that which he said, that which Hashem hits, he is Merapi the Golos with that. Then he said, "Ma pashu mechata v'seinu? What did they do to deserve to be in the Kor HaBarzel?" Kavanasu eser makos shehem datzach adash be'achav nimaz be'ilo isi esoid v'tami ridas avesin the Mitzrayim. There's a hint here to why we came down to Mitzrayim, as I explained earlier. V'ne be'ilo hamakos siko esam ve'irapi esan hakadosh baruch hu. That's why. That's what he means to say that datzach adash be'achav, right, which was the cure for Klal Yisrael, was also the reason why they fell into galus as well. As I said before, So he explains. So he explains, let's continue. Umashakos of Harizal. Shagadj Baruch Golos and Mashim Meselu. Dalit Ayin Beis, Tzadi Dalit Aleph, Chav Shin Chav Beis, like we pointed out earlier. Kavanoso, these are the osios of the Tzachadash Be'achav. He's not doing it in the order, he's doing it, he's grouping them in a different way, by fourths, thirds. That Tzachadash Be'achav turns out to be Dalit Ayin Beis, therefore is Dam Arov Barad. The Osir Shnios of Tzadi Dalit Aleph would be Tzvardeya Dever in Arbe. And the Osir Sachronos is Kinim Shchin Choshech Bechayres. V'nemozim ba'ilu ha'shosh Hashem was ha'refuah shikar shibaruch ha'lisa shikar ha'lisa ba'hem. This is the refuah. Ha'i ba'oysa namakos shukar ba'hem ha'mitzim nemozim ha'gul ha'refuah li'Yisrael. So meaning, he's saying, it's different than what I understood before. He's saying like this, that there's the makos and there's the refuah. There's the makos and the refuah. The makos, which came down to Mitzrayim, are called the tzachadash be'achav. Right? But the refuah to Klal Yisrael is da'av tzadach chashav. Meaning that it's the same letters, it's just that the different tziruf will account for whether or not it's going to come down as a makah or come as a refuah. Okay. So the tzachadash be'achav represents the seder hamakos, because these are the shemos which caused a makah to the Mitzrayim.
Right, but we also know that each makah was designed to be mitak in a certain sphere to pull us out of the tuma.
Right.
But he's just reversing it.
Yeah. He's saying that the formula for the refuah is a different sphere than the makah. But the osios are the same, which is that when you form it, the formation is slightly different, so then it will make a difference between whether it's a makah or a refuah.
Okay.
That's what he says here. So therefore, in here is a remez to the refuah. Since Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with what he's merapi, he's also makkah with that.
So is it that the gematria forces you kivyachol to say a specific Torah, or can you only say that your Torah because that's your gematria? I mean, once you start lining everything up, you see that you're almost bound to it.
Yeah,
you know,
both ways. It works both ways. It's a chush, though, that a person has, that he needs to know whether or not you want to use a good gematria or not. It comes with a certain chush.
No, but when you start going through the gematrias and you see that Rabbi Kiva's shita had to be this shita and nothing else,
yeah,
because it was his gematria that was his shita, so, you know, it's... Which is the chicken and the egg? Is it the gematria that was gorim him to say his Torah? Or could he only say his Torah because that was his gematria, that's who he was in his core?
Right. Everybody has a chelik in Torah, according to his Sharish Neshama. So the Sharish Neshama gives him his Torahs. The gematria is only like a simon, it points us, it allows us to say, it's like an X marks the spot, it's able to be megalotas, a deeper inyan. That's really, when you learn about gematrias, one of the inyanim gematrias is that, on the one hand, like we spoke about before, that it's paparos l'chachma, which means it's like a spice, so it's not really the ikar, but in pinyas it's a simon to a higher davar. So the gematria itself is being moiran and or, which can't really be translated into words. So there's a simon how it reveals itself in the world. That's called the gematria.
Mm-hmm.
So the gematria itself is lacking teichen. But if you understand, if you're oimin on the mahus, on the oimik of what a gematria is, so it's a simon because it can only be a simon because there's certain things which are nisgal in this world that they need just a little flimsiness to bring themselves into this world. Right. So if a person is in touch with gematria, so then he's magish that there's a great aura there. For people who are not in touch, they just see gematria as it's just being a dime a dozen and has no taichin. The more pinyin a person is, the more that he realizes that the gematria is a clue for a higher aura, which is expresses itself through gematria. Okay? Should be zeicha to learn tires like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning tires like this. Okay.